Marilyn and Monet, written and read by Paul Levinson. This is a Listen and Live audio production.
Marilyn Monty walked off the lot of the Misfits in the hot summer of 1960. "There's a song in my head," she said to Monty, in that breathless voice that she sometimes used even off camera and stage. "That stupid teeny-weeny yellow polka-dot bikini, that song's been driving me crazy," Monty said with an exaggerated pout. "No, something else," Marilyn laughed seductively. "About my being sexual," she explained, and pronounced the last word with an exaggerated British accent. "Sexual." "Well, you are," Monty said. "So someone wrote a song about you. Who? Author?" "No, not my husband," Marilyn said. "He hates me now." Monty put a consoling arm on Marilyn's shoulder. "People find people they hate very sexy all the time. Maybe even more," he said. "But you don't really find me sexy," Marilyn thought to herself about Montgomery Clift. "You don't react to me that way, and that's why I love you. I can really trust you." "But if not your husband, then who?" Monty asked. "You heard it on the radio? What's the name of the song?" "No, not on the radio," Marilyn replied. "In my head. And I'm really not sure about the name of the song." "Hmm," Monty said. "But you sure it's about you?" he asked teasingly. "I mean, not that you aren't the sexiest being in the known universe." Marilyn squeezed Monty's hand. "The beginning..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?